A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daftes, Yuma 9a, pagination page 17, but we'll start from the facing page, so we're on Chesamud Beis 8b, pagination page 16, towards the bottom of the page. Lishkas Parhedrin. We were told that the Kohen Gadol was sequestered for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, in a room called Parhedrin. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi lishkas Parhedrin ha'isa v'aylo lishkas belvoti ha'isa. This room had a different name. Ela, b'tchila yekarinas alishkas bavuti. Originally, it had this other name, which meant sarim, ministers, a person of distinction and prestige. But because people started paying their way into the position, even though they were unworthy, and they used to have to change the Kohen Gadol because he would die in the position every 12 months, they would rotate it. Kiparhedrin, like ministers of the king, shemachlifim asa kol shnei masa chodesh, that are also transferred, changed every 12 months. Lefikoch hayikarim asa lishkas parhedrin, it became named by this word parhedrin. It could be that it's not as black, so to speak, as they used to dye. Perhaps they were simply replaced by someone who paid off the government in a better way. But the fact is that there are two different types of positions. One is Sarim Prestige, which was the original name of the room. And the other is these Parhedrin, a person who paid his way. He bought a one-year contract, and that's what the Kohen Gadol position became. And therefore they changed the name, and it was known as Parhedrin, clearly a very negative connotation. On today's daf test.
You are now muted. You are now unmuted.
Daf test, the first, the last of the small lines, we're told, Mikdash Rishon Shamar Abrameos Ve'eser Shanim. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. V'loshim shebo al yudches kohanim gedolim, and there were 18 kohanim gedolim, according to the Girsa of the Gra, actually 12, but there was a very limited number of how many kohanim gedolim there were in the course of 410 years. Mikdash Sheni, the Gemara says on the first wide line at the end of the line. Oma Dalad Meos Ve'esrim Shana, 420 years, so it's just 10 years more. V'shim Shibo Yosa Mishalosh Meos Kohanim, but more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim were appointed in the course of those 420 years. Tzemeya Mem Shana Sheshimer Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was a righteous king, and he served for 40 years. And the Gemara continues with the calculation, but beyond that, they were switching Kohanim Gedolim very regularly, and this was a tremendous stress on the environment during the second Beis HaMikdash, even before it was actually destroyed. Let's turn to Amud Beis, and we're told specific reasons that in its finality, the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, bottom line at the end of everything, what were the reasons that they were destroyed? So let's start where the lines get wide, about 10 lines from the top. Mikdash Risha Mepnei Machariv. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Mepnei Gimel Devarim Shahayubo. There were three distinct averos that were going on. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, the three cardinal sins. the Gemara elaborates on these three. Among the items that are elaborated on about the middle of these medium wide lines, the Gemara explains the concept of gili arayos, what kind of immoral activity was going on. The Gemara says, v'raglayam te'achasna, that the legs, the feet of the young women was causing the problem. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak explained, Shayamavios Marva Afarsimon, they would put certain perfumes Biminalehen in their shoes. Uchoshemagios Itzabachur Yisrael, and when they came to young men, Boatos, they would kick, Umatizos Aleyem, and they would break the items that had this smell in order that it should release the smell. Umachnisim Bam Yetzer Hara Ke'eres, and they would bring in to these young men the Yetzer Hara like the poison of a snake. They strategized with these perfumes in order to activate the interest of the Bachurim, the young men. And this was one of the strategies that was going on that caused moral deterioration among the people. The Gemara continues, Avamikdash Sheni, but the second Beis HaMikdash, Ayu Oskim B'Torah V'Mitzvos U'Gemilas Chasadim, that the Gemara considers them relatively favorably, they consider them to be righteous people. Mepnei Ma'achoriv, what was the reason it was destroyed? Because it had unwarranted hatred. Question that we always ask is, if it's hatred, what makes it unwarranted? And of course the answer is, according to Torah law, are you entitled to hate that person, to have dislike towards that person, or if it's not justified, then it's considered unwarranted. We're told the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, the concept of cliques, of people disliking people simply because they weren't in the same social circle or they weren't in the same age bracket. So that's all sinas chinam. Lamedcha, and this teaches you that in a certain way, on a certain dimension, shkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averos, that sinas chinam is in certain ways worse or equal to Avodah Zarah, Gevilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, all three Averos that were found in the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash didn't have those three, but it was also destroyed because it had Sinas Chinam. The Gemara further down on the Amud tells us a fascinating concept. In the widest lines, the fourth wide line, second word, Rishonim Sheneskala Avonam, the first ones of the first Beis HaMikdash, that their sin was revealed. Neskala Kitzam, it was revealed their end. As Rashi tells us, they were told that when 70 years are completed, they would be redeemed. That's how long the exile was. Acharonim, but those in the second Beis HaMikdash, the second destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Golus that we're in today, Lo Niskalu Avonam, their sin was not revealed. Sinas Chinam is often done in a quiet, surreptitious manner. Lo Niskala Kitzam, and they in turn, very deservingly, were not told how long the exile would be, and that's the exile we remain in, with the job to try to rectify the concept of Sinas Chinam, and bizocha to the Geula. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.